InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. The most important election in world history. This isn't some other fake revolution or election where you got loyal opposition, a bunch of crap. This one's real. And then if Trump can get past all the fraud, if we can overpower it, 80 days of attempts to trigger civil war and martial law. You know, I'm not claiming to be the smartest guy around. And I get what the Trump campaign's doing. They're being positive. They're trolling Kamala. They're doing a 100% great job on that. And it's all very entertaining and interesting and great and is getting a lot of people to support President Trump and vote for Trump. And the landslide's ultra-massive in reality. But all the Democrats are doing, as I continue to say every day for years, building up to now, and now, as I predicted, it's exactly as I said, they're going to throw the entire election into disarray, bare minimum, so that you can't even find out who won, and then create civil war conditions, and then attack themselves while the coup, the regime, is still in power, even when he's president-elect, if we overpower the fraud, and try to drive him from office before he gets there. Now, I can see that years out. I mean, we're on record so much saying it. Everybody's like, yeah, please don't play clips. We know you said it 50,000 times. Just shut up. We know. Well, just remember, you listen, you're informed, you probably already knew this before I told you. The general public is being caught flat-footed on this. Show Kamala at the Ellipse a couple days ago, and again yesterday, I got a bunch of clips of her in our big speeches off a teleprompter, is he's going to put you in camps, American citizens, concentration camps. It's the left building these things and these quarantine centers and lockdown systems. They're the ones pushing that. They're the ones saying they want to arrest Republicans and deprogram us and send us to camps. They're the ones that have geared up the military for all this. So her and her surrogates and all of them are running around laying the groundwork, laying the foundation. I mean, you see like next door to you with a vacant lot and somebody buys it, they're going to build a house and bulldozers come in and bulldoze the trees. And then they scrape down to bedrock and then they come in and put the forms in to pour the foundation, and you're like, yeah, they're building a house right there. Well, you don't have to wait. I mean, the damn thing's got the electricity on now. It's totally completed. And we're 4 days from the election, and they are just, oh, my God, the Trump people are going to kill everybody. They're going to murder the minorities. Oh, my God. Imminent death, imminent attack. Run for the hills. None of it makes sense until they stage the terror. So, obviously, I'm going to hit the latest developments on that front. And then I'll go over all the other just total craziness. Biden biting multiple babies' feet. And then you add his daughter's diary, confirmed to be real. Yeah, my dad, you know, sexually abused me in the shower. And then you got Hunter with obviously underage girls on the real laptop. I mean, I've never seen stuff like that until I was reviewing years ago. It was right around the same time. The school books the Soros-funded UN groups put in all over the country that are graphic pedophile novels. Never seen anything like that, thank God, until I had to review it. And then when I reviewed right around the same time, that was about 4.5 years ago, when all that was simultaneously, I'm looking at the Hunter laptop, and I made a decision with the crew because we had the whole thing and everybody did. I said, I'm not telling you to look at this. In fact, if you want to do it, whatever, but I stopped because it was pedophile stuff. It was like 14-year-old girls. And I'm not looking at that. So these are pedophiles. And now they bite babies on TV. So they're completely psychotic. We'll be right back.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My name is Donnie J. Van Helsing, and I hate vampires.
The vampire infestation is both widespread and highly inappropriate. This is only the beginning. They removed their last leader with a combination of dark magic and HIV, the virus responsible for AIDS.
What's their endgame, Professor Jones?
They want to take over the world and literally eat babies.
How do we stop them?
You'll have to infiltrate their ranks and destroy them from within.
Did someone say sneak into their eyes wide shut style masquerade?
Say less, I'm aligned.
I am not a threat. I just want to do a quick tampon check. You guys all good?
You know, even if you're not a vampire, we should still keep you away from children.
Fly, Ron Paul. Fly. Alert the townsfolk. We need reinforcements.
I'm going to drain your fluids in the context of your blood as it relates to being a vampire.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're fired. Final warning. Nancy put a shirt on. This is a family theme park, not a weekend at Diddy's. Okay?
Our kids got around. Today we're going to learn about dolphins and Building 7.
Nice moves, Tulsi. Your relationship with the dolphins is really improving.
For the touch tanks, treat the animals the exact opposite way you'd treat a globalist. That being said, comprehension check. Who's with me? Okay, folks, go ahead and direct your attention towards our lead trainer, Donnie J, and our world-famous whale, Freedom.
Okay, I need everyone to stay calm, but Freedom is missing.
Who would do something like this?
Oh, come on. We all know it was the hookery chick from Legal.
We need to chat with every employee to see what they know. I'll go find Nancy.
I honestly have no idea what's going on right now. I've been day drinking since 11 a.m.
If we can't find Freedom, then unfortunately we're all fired.
We're going to stop that pot-bellied weasel vampire. She's no match for our unity.
I'm selling you to the highest bidder in the context of money.
Anyone need a tampon?
No thanks, irrelevant pervert. We've got bigger problems to solve.
What do we do, Donnie J?
We fight like hell because freedom's worth fighting for.
It is Thursday, October 31st, 2024, All Hallows' Eve, or Halloween in the modern parlance. We are 4 days from the official election day, and I was up here working late last night, and I was just sitting here at my desk going over all the research and things happening, and it hit me. Because we've been wondering exactly how they're going to try to steal the election when there's so much light on what they did 4 years ago and tried to completely steal it 2 years ago, but there was a larger turnout, so they failed completely to steal it. They didn't fail completely. They failed to completely steal it. They only mitigated the big victory, and we almost lost the House and Senate and kind of did lose the Senate or did lose it. So there we are. And looking at what's happening all over the key battleground states, it hit me. And I'm like, there it is. That's why I've been so frustrated. I've been wanting to know with the attacks we're seeing exactly what's happening. And here is the answer. And you can put this in the bank. It's 100% their play. There's so much going on. I'm literally 18 hours a day on this, and I can't keep track of half of it. But I'll try to go over a lot of it here. So here it is. And you know I'm not somebody that tells you I know what's going on until I'm sure. And I've been saying, they've got a lot of different plays ready and a lot of cards ready in their hand. I don't know exactly how they'll play them, but we know the cards. From their own documents, their admissions, and their preparation of the public with pre-programming. That's all key. They are flooding Georgia. Hell, not just battleground states. Texas, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, I mean, just everywhere with masses of fake voter registration documents that's now coming out for the last few months. And they're getting registered illegal aliens, student visas, just regular criminals, people that didn't register themselves, but when the police go to their houses in Texas and Pennsylvania and Georgia, some counties are doing it and finding it. And they're like, no, I didn't do that. And then they check the signatures and it's not them. And in a lot of cases, it's not even the right address. Some cases it is. And they're mixing them in, and it's the same number coming out in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Texas from the local counties that have done investigations. I've got the stacks here. I'll go over them. The special report on it last night with a lot of it, but it was still a tiny part of it. It was a lot of stuff, but still just as small. It'd be a 10-hour show. Showed all the documents, you name it, from the state computers that are public that the Republican Party is getting and putting out. They got the receipts. And over 60% are fake. That number keeps coming up. So they've been given a methodology, and there's these private groups that have been hired by different Democratic Party PACs and groups to do this, and they are flooding the system with fake voter registration, which then puts people who are fake on the voter rolls, so that it's such a mess. It would take months to even try to fix it. And then the key, with Dominion and all the other big software companies, they've all been told the specs they're supposed to have by the establishment. So they're just the vehicle it's done through. When you say they're doing it, that's not true. They just build it the way the specs are said, with the back doors and all the rest of it. And then I have the videos of Dominion and others doing breakdowns on, oh, what do you do when you have all these ballots you can't tell? Well, you give them to the election officials during the days or weeks after the first day of the official election, and then they decided. And you've seen the training videos in Georgia and Michigan. We've played them. We've gotten more of these. And they explain that once it's questioned, there's a signature or an address or whatever, then it all gets triaged over, and then the election officials, which in battleground states are on average 8-1. That's how it calculates out, or some areas 10-1, 12, but usually it's about 8-1. So there's 8 times more Democrat that have gone in and are the election officials that decide. And that's what the state laws say conveniently in the areas where the Democrats are control, but they're battlegrounds and they're trying to keep control. And once you go blue, you never really go back because the fraud's so intense. So that's that. I'm just giving you the summation and I'll go through all the evidence. And then you've got the 500,000 votes that were never registered voters that are just coming out of the clear blue sky, dead people, illegals, fake names, foreign students, which is in the news. But it's mainly in the local news. The local news is just stunning. I can play you 100 clips. I mean, we've got some, but I mean, I've watched like 100 in just the last day till I'm totally exhausted in trying to collate it and then try to present it. Where in Michigan, in Nevada, in Colorado, everywhere, it's not just battlegrounds. They then, like in the case of Michigan with the 500,000, someone is, they won't say in the state press releases or the State Department statements that I covered last night, again, I'll get to. They just go, oh, there were more votes yesterday. The snapshot was the 29th because we got them from yesterday, and there's new numbers today I got to look at. The Republican Party officially has gotten that, and it directs with links to the state where you can go on their website and you know, see the raw data. It's all there. We looked at it yesterday. We didn't just believe the Republicans. I went and looked. The crew went and looked. And there are, in the case of Michigan, more votes by a massive number that are admittedly fake than there are registered voters voting. And here's the key. You go, oh, well, they only got 500,000 to try to steal it, which is way more than the margin you know Trump lost by 4 years ago, supposedly. No. They're using the same person's names, only a few names, and then it's showing individuals voting thousands of times apiece. And this is all confirmed. So they can have one fake voter under this and run them as much as they need. But instead, so I was thinking, oh, they got 500,000. Well, they'll be able to steal it with that because it's so close in Michigan. And then I'm like, oh, my God, no, that they only need one person's name. And then they give it different addresses. But see, they had 500,000. They could have mixed it up. They only used a few names. And why would you do that? Riddle me that. I was sitting there last night going, why would you do that? Because you want it to be obvious that it's a fraud so that it throws the election into total disarray and chaos. And then you go through the other states. Oh, of the 64 counties in Colorado, no, the 63, 62, the code keys that only the Secretary of State has were leaked. They don't know how. To hackers weeks ago, and we just learned about it today. Now, by contrast, an election official lady was able to get the code keys for her county and said, I'm going to go check for fraud. And the Soros attorney general, who's still in there, had her criminally charged and convicted when she's facing 6-7 years in prison. She's got convicted. And she got up on TV and said, this is outrageous crime to have these keys. Well, she's the prime suspect giving them away. So you've got that. And then you've got all these federal judges saying illegals can vote. The Supreme Court slapping it down in Virginia yesterday. That's out in the open. Just sensational alone. And then you've got all the different counties and different states that are spot checking and going, yeah, these new voter registration people, you know, massive numbers of them in many counties that spot check over 60% keeps popping up are fake. And I mean, and then other counties check and then they find it and then, oh, the voter registration computer index goes down, which the FBI warned 2 months ago. Foreign adversaries would do to throw the election into disarray. Remember the headline in August? It was actually 3 months ago. You just type in, it'll be everywhere. Just type in and click news or web. FBI warns, Justice Department warns, hackers planning to attack state voter roll databases to throw elections into disarray. Boy, what a guess. And then that's happening, and just there's just fake crap everywhere and all over there. Oh, my God, hackers here, hackers there have stolen in this key county and that key county, and they've got the codes of the computers. Why are the damn computers wireless? Why is this? They've created Swiss cheese things where it's so wide open, nobody knows who's doing it. And then when there's the fraud, people come out and say, oh, the head of the voting machine company, they did it. That's a red herring. Then they can sue you, and you can't prove that the head of Dominion or the head of Hardiner Civics or the head of ESNS or whatever did it, because no, they didn't. They just follow the state laws that the globalists get the policies written for that are basically all the same to create the computers that are bought that it's done on. So they're feeding fake votes into it. They're flooding it with fake votes that'll be caught and create total confusion. And it's like when a piece of fishing line backlashes and gets all snarled up. Or you ever like been trying to straighten out electrical cords or yarn or something, you know, that your cat's been playing with it and you're like hours trying to unstring it. And it's like that towards, you know, times of 10,000, just a huge snarl, a giant cattywampus nightmare. And I'm looking at this and I'm looking at Fox News. You know, it was a week ago that it came out in Pennsylvania that they caught total certified complete fraud. And it's these Democrat voter third party groups that are in it. And there's, you know, investigations take time, but you know, they've confirmed it's happening. It took Fox News till yesterday to finally report on that. So the problem here is, if I just figured out, okay, wait, Jamie Raskin and all of them are promising the election isn't going to go. It's going to go for days, weeks, months. Raskin, a month ago, pre-programs a big Democrat event on November 16th in D.C. about a nation in chaos, disputed election. What do we do? They already had the event set up. And of course, I said, you know, they're going to try to confuse the election, hold it up. But now we know how they're doing it. And that's just screwing it all up so bad no one can know who the winner is. So there, I've said it. Could have just set it up front like, okay, it's now clear. They're flooding everything with fake ballots and scrambled info and hack attacks and handing the passcodes out everywhere to put the whole thing into question and just burn it down. That's what do you do if you're losing a chess game and you well, I don't do it, but what do people do? If they're sore losers, you're playing poker, you just beat them, you know, for the last 2 hours straight. They say, screw this, I'm leaving. Pull up the scene from a great movie, Kirk Russell. Tombstone, the cheating scene. There's a couple of them, but it's the one where the guy accuses him of cheating. It happens a couple times, Val Kilmer, but it's the one where well, if you pull them up and show me both of them, I'll be able to tell you which one it is. But it doesn't matter. The point is that this thing is in such total disarray that's what they've done. They are in the process of flipping the chessboard over or just turning over the card table. So nobody knows whose money is who, and nobody knows who had what cards. Now, that's an earlier scene where he goes and takes over the bar from the thug. It starts with a scene with Doc Holliday, and they think he's cheating, and his girlfriend stabs the guy. That's the start of the movie. There's two cheating scenes. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on. So this is just so historic, and this is so crazy. And now we know. Now, I don't know if them totally turning Pennsylvania and Michigan and these other states into total chaos will be enough. And obviously, the Supreme Court's been doing the right thing. not 4 years ago, but now, and has been signaling they're not going to put up with it because it's so obvious. And the investigations have been done. And the public's will is totally, you know, against what's happening. It's clearly a political realignment. So will they certify the clear winner? Well, the Democrats are going to have an uprising over that, and they've said they will. And they wargamed that 4 years ago. The Supreme Court overrode their fraud. They were going to not accept the election, not accept the inauguration of Trump, and form their own government. And that's called civil war. That was in the New York Times, how they were bragging a month before the election 4 years ago they were going to do that. So really, they've set the table for all this, and there's different scenarios. And so I've been asking, how exactly will it go down? And I've said, we won't know till we get really close. Well, we're in the election now. It doesn't really start next Tuesday. We're deep into it. And the question is, can we educate ourselves, package the truth together, get it out simply to people, and then how does Trump respond when he's just busy winning? And the answers have a landslide so big that it overpowers the fraud, and even if they still steal it, nobody buys it, and Trump's affecting the battle space to have goodwill and to make it so obvious he's the winner and that he wants peace and love and happiness and kitty cats and wants to fry your fries at McDonald's and wants to be your trash man. He's being Mr. Non-Threatening. That's good. So yeah, they know what's going on. And Trump's probably right, because that's his job, is to just be the nice guy and be the opposite of what they're saying and lying about. So really, Trump's doing the right thing. It's my job and Tucker Carlson's job, and I'd like to see Elon Musk and everybody else do it, to point out their plan to put the election in disarray, have false flags, create civil war conditions, armed uprisings. And I talked to Joe last week before Trump came in and said, will you please, for God's sakes, bring this up? I sent him all the documents. And the day before, he was interviewing Sam Tripoli and brought it up to Sam and said, yeah, I've been sent this information. You know, it's real, the plans for martial law. Why are they blaming Trump for martial law plans? But they're doing it. So I'm really trying to get people to put that front and center who are Trump's surrogates, because I get maybe it's not time for him to talk about this yet, but once it's clear to the public and the Democrats are saying they're not going to accept the outcome, even if the Supreme Court certifies it, what is Trump going to do then? So we're already in the election. They're already trying to turn the table over. I don't know if it's going to work, but it looks like it to me, because they are up to their necks in the battleground states with obviously fraudulent ballots. They're not even denying they're fraudulent. And they're saying it's okay. We're going to table all of these, and the election officials will decide who's who. And they just said this communist Chinese guy that was on a student visa that registered to vote, was able to register to vote as a non-citizen. He voted illegally. He's going to be charged, but his vote will count. Okay, because that's what the federal rulings have been, other than the Supreme Court on Virginia alone. But the general rulings are, no, let illegals vote. So Michigan's like, illegals get to vote, or the vote gets counted, but you get arrested. Okay. So I'm going to walk through all this. There's a lot, and I'm wargaming it live on air with you. So that's why I'm kind of all over the place. That's how my brain works. And whew. And then I'll play the clips when we come back. Kamala. Oh, yeah. Trump's going to put you in concentration camps. Yeah. We're going to talk about it straight ahead. Stay with us. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, things don't happen that fast, Dale. You're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year, maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get 40 bucks free a month. For 30 bucks, you make 10 bucks on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so Biden biting multiple children bizarrely last night. It's really entertaining and interesting and shows how crazy they are. So it's pertinent, but on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 1. Trump in the trash truck, great for, you know, low-information voters. It's cute. It's funny. It's a great troll. We love it. We'll cover it. But no one that I know of is pointing out that we see the biggest level of open hacking and passcodes to the voting machines, totally compromising the election all over key battlegrounds. Every major state being flooded with absolutely fake ballots on its face, fraudulently registered, proving that giant scam with Democrat Party groups funding and on record, and that they're attempting to overturn the entire table. I don't know if that's going to be successful, but all their surrogates said, we're not going to accept it. It's going to be in dispute. We'll have civil war conditions. And they're up there, Biden, Harris, she did it again 2 days ago, last night. Trump's going to bring in martial law. Trump's going to use the military. Trump's going to kill you. Trump's going to come after black people with no evidence of that. Now, it's very obvious. None of that makes sense unless there's going to be attacks on minorities. And it's going to be so horrible that you're not supposed to question it are not supposed to question who really did it. It's horrible. And so they're going to throw it into dispute. They're going to drag it out. Told you that. They're doing it. It's so huge. I don't know how you ever get results. Remember Arizona? They went ahead and gave it to Biden, but you know, then it took a year, and the state legislature certified and said, really, it was overwhelming. Trump had it stolen. But you don't see that on the national news. So do they have their election officials then with all those ballots that have got to be reviewed? Oh, wink, wink, this one's good, that one's good. Do they steal it that way? Or do they just throw it into such chaos that we don't know? Those are two different tracks they got running. I don't think they know exactly what they're going to do. But for sure, they can screw it up so bad, they think, that even if the Supreme Court certifies Trump, enough of their idiot constituents won't buy it. It'll burn the country down, which they promised to do. And they've got legislation introduced, even if Trump gets into office, to strip him from the power to use the military domestically. That's Senator Blumenthal, the quarterbacks the attacks on yours truly. Just to give you an idea how bad this guy is and how busy he is. So how do we respond to that? How do we deal with that? I mean, this is a big deal. They don't run around everywhere as their answer to this, saying we're not going to accept the election. We're going to have civil war conditions. We're going to have armed uprising against Trump. We're not going to accept the election. We'll form our own government. That is wild. And because it's so wild and so dark, Trump's advisors are, sir, don't really get into this. But he follows his own instincts and has said, look, there's already been a coup. You can debate whether or not I had it stolen from me 4 years ago. We know it was, but Biden was removed. He disappeared for 8 days, medical emergency, a fake letter's put out, he resigned. Kamala is put in. We don't even know who's running things. That's important because it's a coup. It's illegitimate. It's already here. What did Dana White say 2 weeks ago? Thank God somebody else is saying it. That's my only, everybody's saying it so we can get ahead of it. We're basically not getting ahead of it right now. He said, look, there's already been a coup. They already installed her. They're not going to want to leave. They're going to steal it. They're going to try. That's not rocket science. That's not political rocket science. That's facts. That's on its face. That's 2 + 2 = 4. So that's the play they're going with. And it's not coming. We're all living in the middle of it right now. So I could get up here and be super positive, and I've said Trump's winning in a landslide. All the numbers show it. People go, but wait a minute. You said they're trying to... I mean, just because somebody in reality is winning, what did Stalin say? He said, I don't care who casts the votes. I care who counts them. Now, that said, the numbers are coming in everywhere. I mean, states like Virginia... and just all over the place, Trump is in the lead. And with people that haven't voted before and people that vote rarely, that's once every 4 cycles. We've got the numbers here. We'll play some of those videos. He's getting 90%+ of the votes. That's insane. So a lot of people are coming off the bench that never vote or rarely vote. And so the system's really concerned and worried about all of that. And there's a good chance he's going to win some states that they thought were blue. And so now they're having to send resources there. And I give it about 60% chance it's so big that within a couple days, they have to admit he's the winner. But they can also criminally flip Texas, and then she wins that night by fraud. It all still remains to be seen. Because this is not coordinated, and that's why it's so hard to beat, is they just fund thousands of groups and hundreds of big ones to launder money and register illegals and fill out fake voter registration and get fake people on the ballots. And you know, on the voter rolls, and then they can hack in with those names and use those. And it's happening. I mean, Michigan is having more fake votes than real voters. And that's just in their local news and then nowhere else. I mean, that alone. So you're going to see the replay of them covering up the windows at the tabulation centers and saying, oh, we're not counting at 3 a.m. as trucks are pulling in. I mean, look at Nevada 3 days ago, 4 days ago on Monday. And their Supreme Court says, yeah, we're going to take non-postmarked ballots for 3 days after. So you can just make up whatever you want, and there's no custody. There's no proof it was in the mail system. It's just absolute, total, open, naked fraud. And then 10 states, federal judges say illegals can vote. One state gets struck down by the Supreme Court. So that right there is certified mass fraud, proven. They should be disqualified and lose right there. So let's go ahead and play Kamala again, saying that Trump's going to use the military to kill you, put you in camps, while they've signed the orders for the first time publicly to have civil war, civil unrest, and U.S. military killing U.S. citizens. Kind of a big deal, which is what's going to be going on if they start a real civil war. I don't know about you, but I like the electricity working. I like going to the grocery store. I like having gas in my car. I mean, this is really, really dangerous situation we're in. We're all in a war. You know, you were in a war when they cooked up that virus and released it and rolled out a poison shot. You're a target. You're in a war, an asymmetrical war. And if people would just wake up to how bad it is, people would reject it. But see, if you won't admit how bad it is, you can't fix it. So I'm a very positive person. I believe in humanity, and it's always been true that when people get informed, the right thing happens. But if I can't get people informed, then I can't do anything here. I mean, there have been lawsuits filed that brought all the documents out, and we knew this years ago, but it's now becoming well known how the Democrats get illegal aliens on the voter rolls and then how they get through the data system, because they've gotten laws passed at the states and the federal level to allow this to happen. I'll show you a video that breaks it down in just a few minutes. The expert that's filed the suits over it is coming on tomorrow, Mike Yoder. But this is death by a million cuts. All right, go ahead and roll Kamala Harris. Here it is.
Disagree with him. People he calls, quote, the enemy from within. So tonight, I will speak to everyone about the choice and the stakes in this election. Look, we know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol to overturn the will of the people in a free and fair election. I recognize this has not been a typical campaign. Even though I've had the honor of serving as your vice president for the last 4 years, I know that many of you are still getting to know who I am. I will always tell you the truth, even if it is difficult to hear. I will work every day to build consensus and reach compromise to get things done. My presidency will be different because the challenges we face are different. Our top priority as a nation 4 years ago.
That's enough. Did you hear that first clip? Let's play the short 17-second clip again, because you unpacking that is just everything you need to know. Play that again.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. People He calls, quote, the enemy from within.
And a few weeks ago, she said he's going to kill you. No, he's been very clear. The enemy within is her. They're the coup. She's already installed. She's up there in front of the White House like she's the president. And the coup's already happened. And now they're throwing it all into disarray and promising civil war conditions while they claim Trump is going to do that. Just simply amazing. So Mike Yoder is really a smart guy. And this has been known for over a decade, but this is how they're doing it. And now it's crystal clear. He's filed a suit on this. The United States District, Western District of Wisconsin. And he does an excellent job breaking it down. So how they're getting the illegal aliens registered to vote is on record. Here it is.
I found the source of exactly where all these illegals are getting put on the voter rolls, and it's going to be made public very, very soon. And I'll tell you right now where it is. And it's an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's led by a guy named David Becker, who was involved in a scandal while he was a U.S. attorney. And he essentially contacted the city of Boston while he worked for the DOJ, and the DOJ sued Boston over voting rights, claiming that he would help them get out of it. He then worked for PFAW, the People for the American Way, a far-left organization. Then he went on to work for Pew. And with George Soros' money, he created an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center, which is known as ERIC. And then ERIC contracts with the states to get your DMV records, all that sensitive data that nobody else can get that's protected under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. That's where they're finding out the ineligible voters. That's where they're finding out who in the state isn't registered to vote. And their membership agreement prohibits you from disclosing to them who is or is not a citizen. So you send all the information to people that live there. Don't tell them if they're citizens or not. And they pump those names onto the voter rolls, and then they circulate it back, and then they give it to the other organization David Becker found, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is the recipient of all those Zucker bucks from back in 2020.
So there you go. And that is how it's done. And remember, they told you, oh, there's no illegals voting. Now they're like, yeah, they're voting everywhere. And the feds say you can do it. Supreme Court goes, no, you can't. But that's only one state they slapped down. So this is really a victory no matter what happens because the mask is off. And I'm not putting perfume on a pig here. We're in a lot of trouble, but at least we're waking up and fighting back. Bill Mitchell put out a video where they, and I'll check these numbers, they're accurate, with a breakdown of what's happening in key battlegrounds and Kamala in total panic mode. It's posted on X. If you want to share it, Alex Jones, here it is.
The Harris campaign just pulled out resources out of North Carolina. They have to go to Virginia. They've given up North Carolina. We had a new poll coming out this afternoon. Rasmussen has got Trump up by 5 in North Carolina. Stick a fork in the Harris campaign there. They're done. Now they got to move resources into Virginia. Why? All of a sudden, Virginia's in play. Let me give you some numbers that are going to knock your socks off. This is as of Monday. Early voting and mail-in ballots in Virginia, the Democrats right now are up by 150,000. That is down half of what they were up in 2020. So they're only running at half. Now, let me tell you the other thing. If the Trump campaign can hold in Virginia the early vote lead to Harris at 250,000 or under, they're going to carry Virginia. Let me tell you why. In 2021, they had a 225,000 early vote lead on Glenn Youngkin for governor. This is 21. He was able to win rather handily. So they got to keep it under 250. Right now, they're running track on that. They're going to need 54.5% of the vote on Election Day in order to overcome the 250,000 early vote lead the Democrats have. Now, we've exceeded that both in 2016 and 2020 in Virginia. So if they get there, Trump is going to win the state. Now, let me give you some other good news about Virginia and why the Harris campaign is freaked out. Low propensity voters. These are voters that have not voted in the last four elections or only voted in one of the last four elections. They're turning out and they're breaking for Trump 65 to 35. He's got a 2-to-1 lead. Let me give you some other good news. In Virginia, these are real votes that are in the 9th district, very red. In 2020, 100,000 people that voted for Trump in 2016 didn't turn out. So far, 13,000 of them have already turned out. They've already voted, early voting, that's 13%. It's going 90-10 Trump. This thing is turning into a rout. Trump's going to win Virginia.
You know, I was so excited when I started the broadcast 49 minutes ago. I didn't tell you about the incredible guests we've got today. This has got to be one of the most amazing lineups ever in my 30 years. Candace Owens, oh, wow, what an amazing and informative lady, is going to be joining us coming up in 10 minutes. And then we're going to have Laura Logan in studio with big breaking news. And we're also going to have Steve Bannon on to break down the election and more. And we've got huge economic news with Dr. Kirk Elliott and more. Leave some surprises for you coming up today. Now, I think I'm a decent communicator, but I do see it all over X, and I get emails and people ask me, family listens. They go, "No, wait, you're saying Trump's winning in a landslide, but they're trying to steal it." Well, yeah. I mean, would they may be able to. Bare minimum, they're not going to accept the results. They've said that. They're top people. So this is approaching like a Mack truck going 100 miles an hour. And it was a mile away and then a half mile away and then 100 yards away. And now it's about 5 feet away. And so, again, if you want me to, maybe I should do a poll. Should I cover Biden biting the babies or Trump in the trash truck? Because it's all very interesting and fun. But scary also. It still is funny. I mean, look, I love to screw around, okay? But they're running around saying we're about to have martial law and a disputed election and civil war. We got crazy people biting babies and all the rest of it. I mean, it's just I don't like being caught with our pants down. So, and then we've got these lunatics, all these weird Soros women that are in charge of the elections who are just openly engaged in absolute fraud. It's a damn cult. I mean, they all look like this. I mean, where do they, what's up with these people? Well, that's what evil looks like. That's what it looks like when you serve evil. Yeah, here's the lady in Colorado. After she's like, if anybody, even an election official, gets a code to a computer, it's total felony, years in prison. Even if they're checking for fraud. Checking for fraud's illegal. But, oh, I magically gave out almost every county, only one county they didn't give out the codes to, and we're just not even going to worry about that right now. Oh, and illegal aliens can vote too. How do you like them apples? So it's a wild time. All right, Candace Owens is coming up. We'll talk election. Her incredible series has gone mega viral. It's super accurate on Kamala's genealogy, her predictions, smart lady, and more. Really great to have her on. She's hard to get on. And so much more today. And I'll get into all the documents and things I mentioned, and there's a bunch of other craziness going on. And Democrat House Democrats just voted down a bill to have proof of citizenship to vote. I mean, that's just their standard policy. There's a lot of amazing stuff happening. But the good news is America's waking up, and Trump is winning in a landslide. And if they steal it, it'll just blow up in their face bigger. So, the good news is we're winning the hearts and minds. It's the soul that matters. And, yeah, the war is going to take a while. And I'm not predicting they'll be able to steal it. But we're headed for spectacularly insane, dangerous times. I mean, like I've been saying for years, you think right now is crazy? It's just going to get more insane from here on out. With the technology and the culture and the war between good and evil. It's very exciting. It's amazing. And the journey is the destination. God's testing us. What I want you to do is go to Real Alex Jones on X and share the live feed of Candace Owens coming up and more. That's how by the end of the day we'll have 10 million people on there. And all the other great feeds that are at Real Alex Jones and at AFN Live, Alex Jones Network, at AFN Live on X. All right, let me do some mid-air refueling. I want to thank everybody for the great support. I don't know of a more historic time to support an operation like this that's recognized as one of the most effective, accurate outlets promoting truth and justice and freedom. I'm hated by the evil folks, loved by the population. I appreciate all your support. We try to make it easy to support us by incredible, game-changing supplements and products and great T-shirts and everything else that helps spread the word and fight the fight. And funding-wise, if InfoWars shuts down on the 13th, which is 12 days, 13 days away, 14 days, I guess, probably take a day to shut us down. So I'll say 14 days away. We're almost where we need to be on a minimalist operation to stay on air. So I got to have legal to battle the CIA and the FBI and the Democratic Party. Then I got to have the crew money and the satellite money and all the stuff and the infrastructure and all that. That takes money to fight wars. We're in info war. So defend yourself and your family, because if you're not supporting me in this operation and the crew, you're really not supporting your own self-interest. I mean, it's easy. I'm willing to go all out against these people, everything I got, and we're effective. Will you bet on a horse that keeps winning? I need you to bet on me. I bet on you. I need you to take action now. Plus, if you take Ultimate CMOS, if you get the great HydroForce vitamin mineral drink that has all the electrolytes at thealexjonesstore.com. If you get, there's some new t-shirts. Let's put those on screen. So many new ones. They're getting added all the time. In response to not garbage, just a patriot, being printed right now in Arkansas, shipping out within days. Not garbage, just a patriot. And make Orwell fiction again. And a bunch of murdered out Trump hats and Alex Jones hats. It's all there. That's how you spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the operation. Trump 2024, Save America Again. American 1776. These are your uniforms. These are your battle colors. In the information war, I'm firing the bat signal to you. I want to thank those that have taken action. I want to encourage all you, 99% of you on the fence. Yeah, thanks for sharing the articles. Thanks for your prayer. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and get these incredible products. And when you sign up for the VIP program, $30 a month, cancel any time, you get $40 in money to buy product. So if you're going to be buying these great products anyways, you make money with that. Wow, what if, and you get special deals and specials and sales discounts on top of that and special offers. You want to be a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. It's simple. It's great products. It funds a good cause. Take action now. I humbly ask for your aid in this war. My fellow countrymen, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Don't forget my dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com as well. My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So, we have a great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already best sellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, total superfood. Then you have the mega superfood with over 90 ingredients, the Optimal Human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with $60 billion. That's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.